We're back here on Giants.com. I am John Schmelk. I'm joined today by a beat reporter for Giants.com, Michael Eisen. And Michael, it's become a very big day every year in this NFL year, and that is the release of the schedule. And we have the Giants 2014 schedule. Let's take a look at the first seven games before the Giants bye week in week number eight. And Michael, there are some big ones here. You start out on the road in Detroit on a Monday night, and then two more non-division games against Arizona and Houston here at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, there's a lot of interesting things. Coach Tom Coughlin was a little surprised we didn't open with a division game because we have the previous three seasons. Opening on a Monday night in Detroit, we just played in Detroit our last road game of the 2013 season, but whatever advantage we might have had will be mitigated because the Lions have a new coaching staff. It's also, interestingly enough, our first opening Monday night game since the 2011 season. And then, as you said, we come home to play Arizona and Houston, and then before going to Washington on a Thursday night. So we don't get our first NFC East game until the fourth game, which is a bit unusual.
And then they come fast and furious. Three out of the next four, all the games in the division on the road right up until that bye week at Washington. Then they play Atlanta at home, and then two Philly and two Dallas in week six and seven.
Yeah, I don't remember the Giants having all three of their division road games in a four-week span before. It's a very challenging stretch there. The Thursday night in Washington is obviously going to be tough. And then back-to-back division road games at Philly and Dallas, that's quite a challenge there.
And then they get a little bit of break, and then the league says, you know what, we're going to make things a little bit more tougher on you, actually.
Not a little bit more.
Three straight games against playoff teams. Home against the Colts, but then they have to go to Seattle, home versus the 49ers, and then play the Cowboys again, in which is a nightmare November.
One of the very difficult things is that the first game after the bye is a Monday night game against Indianapolis, and then on a short week, we have to take our longest trip of the year and go play the Super Bowl champions in Seattle. And then we have to come back and play the team that Seattle faced in the NFC Championship game in the 49ers. So that's bang, 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 three playoff teams in a row. And then a night game against Dallas at home. Always, obviously, a rivalry game, an unpredictable game. So that perhaps is the toughest four-game stretch of the season right there.
And now let's take a look at the final five games. One in November, the final four in December. The Giants travel to two AFC South opponents in Tennessee and Jacksonville. They face the Redskins at home at St. Louis, and then they host the Eagles to close out the season.
Yeah, a few things there, John. First of all, we talked about all the division road games being bunched. The last three home games are against the NFC East, so that would probably be a chance for the Giants to maybe take advantage. You have those division home games late. We go to Jacksonville and Tennessee in consecutive weeks. The last time we traveled to those two cities in 2006, we went to Jacksonville and then Tennessee in consecutive weeks. I'm frankly a little surprised that we're home in week 17 to play the Eagles.
I was too.
I thought after three consecutive years of ending the season at home that we would be on the road against an NFC opponent. But we're home for the fourth straight year in the last game of the season, which is good. And then back up a little bit, that Week 16 game in St. Louis is almost like the Week 16 game in Detroit last year, going to the Midwest to play a dome team, late game. So hopefully we'll have a similar result. We won an overtime in Detroit last December 22nd.
And Mike, here's the funny thing about these schedules. This will be the last thing we talk about before we say goodbye here. But people try to go win here, lost there, win here, lost there. We don't even know what a lot of these teams are going to look like. I mean, the Houston Texans, who's going to be their quarterback in that week? Nobody knows. The Rams last year actually played pretty well and have a very good defense, despite the fact they finished in last place in their division. Tennessee, theoretically, could have a different quarterback depending on what happens in the draft. You really don't know how tough these schedules are going to be until you actually see who's playing when you get to those games.
Absolutely, John. That's a great point, and I don't mean to date myself here, but when Bill Parcells was the head coach here, when I started, he told us many times that he considers one of the, for lack of a better word, dumbest exercises that people do every year is when the schedule is released, you try to say, this is a win, this is a loss, win-loss. He says, you have no idea in April, you don't even have any idea in October what November is going to be like or in November what December is going to be like. To try and pick wins or losses in April is just a futile exercise. As you said, you don't know who's going to be injured, who's going to be playing quarterback, who's going to be slumping, who's going to be hot. It's impossible. Who knows what the Detroit Lions are going to be like on September 8th?
Mike, we appreciate the time. As always fun to get a first look at the schedule.
Thank you, John.
For Michael Eisen, I am John Schmelk. Thanks for joining us on Giants.com for the release of the 2014 NFL schedule. We'll see you next time.